time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Except Charlie is not on today, getting his arm looked at. He was, Scott said he was in yesterday, but was having some issues with his arm that he fell a little more than a week ago. So he wants to, kind of had some vertigo, and so just we wish Charlie well.
We
and,
do.
And hopefully he'll be back on Monday.
Well, and I talked to him on the phone this morning. He's going to the doctor today to get it checked out, which is probably the best thing to do, and then we'll go from there.
Right.
And we'll see how it all shakes out in the end. Now, we are playing Family Feud today to avoid any talk of the heavy stuff that's going on in the world, but it is, and we know it.
And you covered it a lot earlier, and we touched on it a little bit last hour as well.
We've done a lot.
We're not ignoring it.
No, we don't want to ignore it. But we are playing Family Feud today. Now, the new topic is a place you are told to be quiet. That's the topic. A place you might be told to be quiet. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers on this one. Why am I not leaving that word out? 740-383-9944. A place you might be told. Why can't I not say that? You say something twice and you screw it up forever. We're stuck.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Boys, the library.
Number one answer is the library.
Library was number one.
Number one. 38 people. Absolutely. The old Libro.
That was not my number one answer, though.
Really?
No.
To me, the library is the most closely associated with being quiet.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, church.
Church is number three.
Okay, church would have been my number one.
18 people said church.
Okay.
Do you have to be quiet in a church?
Well, if the minister's giving a sermon or
not
whatever.
Pentecostal churches.
children just should be, they should be quiet during the church service.
I don't know.
All right. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about the hospital? Doctor's office.
The doctor's office is not on the list.
Good guess, though.
It's a good guess.
Okay.
Good place to be quiet. Studious, courteous,
mm-hmm.
and all those sort of things. Library was one.
And we've all been in a doctor's office or a dentist's office where somebody is just running rampant. And it's just, you just want to just wring their neck,
do you think,
to use an expression from a long time ago.
Do you think that's panic?
Nah, it's just being rude. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about a funeral?
You know, that didn't make the list, but it's a good idea to be quiet at a funeral.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Funeral, not on the list, but definitely a good place to be quiet. Let's see here. We've got three left here. Now, one I would have thought would have been higher on the list because it's another one of those places where they always tell you, shh. You know, you give you the old shush. Library's one, 38 people. Church is three, 18. We don't have 2, 4, or 5. 740-383-9944. Interesting places where you need to be quiet. Do you think a doctor's office, though, is a place where you need to be quiet?
Out of respect and courtesy, yeah.
I don't know. I've never thought about a doctor's office. I don't yell in the doctor's office, but...
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
It's me again. My husband says golf course.
Not the golf course. No.
You're supposed to be quiet on the golf course.
Well, that's only when you're putting or teeing off.
Okay, fine.
Aren't you supposed to yell four?
Only when you're about ready to hit somebody.
You're going to hit them?
And with me, and I'm there's, and it's, you have a second or two. It's like, well, is that going to hit them or not? And by that time, it's already too late because you probably already hit. I've never hit anybody. My dad got hit in the golf course once.
Ooh.
Really bad. Right in the head.
Oh, golf ball is a hard little ball.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
I was going to say golf, but what about tennis match?
Not a tennis match. No.
Was golf on there? I was on hold there.
Nope. Golf wasn't on the list
golf
either.
Golf was not on the list.
Well, I thought it Jeff because he's a sports person. And oh, well. Sorry about your luck.
Okay, well, thanks. Yeah, and boy, tennis matches anymore, they're not quiet at tennis matches.
No, that's changed.
Yeah, it has.
It used to be very, you could drop a pin.
I mean, you wore a white shirt and white shorts, and now they have 15 different sponsors on their shirts and everything else, yeah.
Money came to the tennis
match. It sure did.
What a thing.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Hey, how about the movie theater?
The movie theater is number 4 on the list. 14 people Woo-hoo! Said movie theater.
All right, that's it for the 4 crew.
Very good.
Hey, thank you.
I would not have thought of the movie theater.
Oh, you've heard people when you start to talk in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
Shush you.
Yeah, that was a good answer, but that's not one that I thought of right
to
away.
To me, it would have been library and movie theater.
Okay.
Those would have been the ones that I would have went to, library and movie theater. 2 left here. Number 1 was library, 3 was church, 4 was movie theater. What are 2 and 5 on the old Family Feud here?
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
The classroom.
That's number 2.
Yep.
You got to be quiet in the classroom.
Yep.
Don't want to pass those notes.
Nope. Yep. School was I figured school would be right up there at the top.
So we got library, classroom, church, movie theater, but we don't have the last one yet. But we're making good time on this one.
Okay.
Yep. So what is the last place you might be told to be quiet? Got the bees in there that time. Worked out okay. One place left. Can you think of another place you would be told to be quiet?
I can.
You still have something there. Let's see here.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about in court?
Not in court, but it's probably a good idea not to be loud in court. You are right.
Okay.
It's not court.
Okay.
Another good answer, though. I guess there are a lot of places you need to be quiet. But we have number 5. We don't know what number 5 is. 4 people said this. Let's see if it's this person who knows the answer.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about the school bus when they cross the railroad track? The school kids.
That is true, but that is not on the list.
Okay.
Yep. That's a good guess also.
That is. You do have to be quiet when the bus is on the tracks. That's very important.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Probably at home when your mom puts you to bedtime.
When you're at home. That is right.
Yep.
When you're at home and going to bed.
I was going to say dinner table or just kind of quiet time.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the list was, the 30-second delay is kicking in again. That's where we're going here. Maybe not. Maybe they gave up. Yeah, so we've got the list here. It was places you are told to be quiet. Number 1 was library, 2 classroom, 3 church, 4 movie theater, and 5 bedtime home. Yeah. Those were the answers for this particular question. Well, apparently that person went too. Maybe they were caught by the delay.
Only one I wouldn't have thought of was the movie theater, but that was a good answer.
Yeah, I think you do have to be quiet in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, earlier on today, I watched this show. See, this is what you do on days when, you're in the middle of whatever we're in. I watched a show on the history of the Today Show. Do you know who the first 3 hosts of the Today Show were? They were all singles. That's before it became a double deal.
Dave Garraway.
Dave Garraway was number 1.
Hugh Downs.
Number 3.
John Chancellor. Was John Chancellor?
John Chancellor hosted the show for 14 months. He was the second host of the Today Show.
Ooh, give me an A+ for that.
I was shocked that you got that. Wow. John Chancellor. Now, he did not like to be called John Chancellor. It was John Chancellor.
Okay.
He was funny about that for some reason.
Yeah, Hugh Downs and Dave Garraway, but for some reason, I don't know why John just popped out.
Well, he was one of the... Tom Brokaw and John Chancellor both hosted the Today Show and the Evening News. They both left the Today Show to go do that. But in the beginning, the Today Show was kind of... They had the monkey.
I got a chance... Yeah, yeah. I got a chance to interview Tom Brokaw.
Did you?
He spoke at Bowling Green. Back in our journalism class had a chance... I mean, there were like 50 people in the class or whatever, but we had a chance to interview Tom Brokaw. He came to speak at Bowling Green.
Now, what year would this have been?
72 or 73.
So this would have been like when he was the White House correspondent. Because I don't even think he was on the Today Show yet in 72.
Yeah, don't recall.
Yeah. Was that Emil Dansker's journalism class?
That wasn't Emil's class, but it was in that Emil Dansker time frame.
Emil Dansker, because you wanted to be a writer.
I did.
Tell the Emil Dansker story. Maybe people haven't heard that. That's worth telling.
When I went to Bowling Green, I wanted to work for Time Magazine or a newspaper. I wanted to be a writer. And I had a couple classes, journalism, writing and so forth, and Emil was a professor, and I still remember. And we're going back almost 50 years, and I still remember at the bottom of one of his papers was, "Jeff, I would seriously consider a different profession." And so I went in and saw him the next day, and he basically said, "If you have any ideas of another profession, you might want to think about it." And I had always been interested in radio and television, and so the next day I went up to the campus radio station and ended up doing a newscast up there and liked it, and eventually did some TV work, and the rest is history.
So did Emil tell you what he did not like about your writing style?
He just didn't think I was very good. I don't know if there was one thing he didn't like. It's kind of a combination of a number of things, I think.
Now, was Emil, did he do it in a nice way?
He probably did. I was devastated. I mean, you know, 4 years of going to college to study to be a writer, and he shot it down in 5 minutes. He probably did it in a nice way.
I thought he was a nice man. He was very cordial when I talked to him.
When you brought him to Marion, that just that floored me. You actually brought him to Marion, and I did not know that. And you had a we had a chance encounter, and I think as soon as I saw him, I recognized who he was.
He was a very distinct man.
Of course, he had no idea who I was because, you know, he probably had...
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, you know, 200-300 students a year. And he was at Bowling Green for a long time, so he had no clue who I was.
Well, he was a very well-thought-of journalism professor.
He covered a lot of the political debates. He would do a lot of the Republican and Democratic conventions, and he was very well respected. Had written several books, and he was certainly a top-notch professor.
Now, last I knew, he was still alive because I remember during the 2016 election, we had him on. He called in, and was still same type of guy. You know, yeah. A very professional, knowledgeable guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And stayed that way. I think he really liked teaching, though.
Hmm.
But was this early in the run that he...
Oh, yeah, this was like my freshman year.
Oh, so this was
Or maybe first quarter of my sophomore year, yeah.
So since and by the way, we're going to come back after the break here and do name something you do when you're sick, which is, that's of the time. But, so you got into broadcasting. How did that? Because you worked other places than MRN.
Because I was raised in Cincinnati, so when I got out of Bowling Green, I moved back to Cincinnati. I worked in a grocery store stocking shelves overnight. I sold insurance for like 3 months, or tried to sell insurance for 3 months. I was typical of a lot of people. that did a lot of different jobs. And I had probably four or five different jobs. And it was a brand new radio station. It was opening up across the river in Kentucky. And I happened to see an article in the newspaper that they were looking for a brand new staff. And so I went down. They had an open kind of open interviews and went down, and they hired me as the assistant news director and somebody to do fill in occasionally on the board and that sort of thing. So, yeah, that was my first station.
So you worked there, and that led to?
They eventually went bankrupt. They weren't on for very long. I could tell you all kinds of stories about that. But I left there on a Friday. It's funny how, you know, things work out. You hear the expression, God has a plan. I had left there on Friday. I had gone 3 weeks without getting paid. And I still like doing it, but I told him, I said, I can't keep doing this. So I said, we'll have the money for you this Friday. It's like, I've heard that for the last three Fridays. When you get the money, give me a call and I'll come back. So Sunday, I was at a Reds baseball game by myself, and a man and a woman came in, sat down right behind me at the Reds game, 35,000 people. The woman I was in class with at Sycamore High School in Cincinnati. We were in the same grade together. So we got to talking. I hadn't seen her in years. She introduced me to her husband, who was the program director for a station in Hamilton. And he knew about WNKR. And he said, come on up sometime, and we might have something for you. So I said, great. So, because Monday I was going to go out, apply for unemployment, and start, going to different stations and applying for a job. And so I gave him my phone number. He gave me his. Monday morning, 6 o'clock, the phone rings. He calls me at 6 o'clock in the morning. He called, say their overnight guy had quit. Just came in that morning, no two-week notice. He said, I need somebody to start tonight. Can you do it? I'm like, you bet I can. So I went up that day. I was more or less a kind of a babysitter. It was an automated station from midnight to 6. So I did the weather occasionally, but I wasn't really on the air. So I did that for about 3 months. And then the job, I happened to see an ad in Broadcasting Magazine for WMRN. They were looking for somebody to work news and be a part-time evening announcer. And so I came up, applied, and 42 years later, the rest is history.
There it is. So how far did you live from Hamilton when you were working at the other station?
I was probably 15 miles from Hamilton.
So it wasn't bad.
No. And the same thing, since the station in Kentucky, I might have been a little more than 15 miles.
Yeah, so it turned out okay.
Turned out okay. So God does have a plan at times.
It worked. What are the odds?
You're right.
That she would have showed up.
You're right.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's 11:30. We'll come back with another Family Feud
Scott,
question.
You know, we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came to Marion, Ohio.
Oh yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back on WWGH. Never thought a year ago I'd be saying that. In for Charlie, who is off today, but hopefully we'll be back on Monday.
Wednesday.
That's right, Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's just an arm thing. It's nothing, huge, and he'll be feeling better soon, I'm sure. And I spoke with him this morning, so he's doing okay. Just needs to get that checked out after a fall last week. Now, Family Feud, we're back here. We have a category. Name something you only do when you're sick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers here. Name something you only do when you're sick. What would that be? 740-383-9944. How about that? Something you only do when you're sick. There are certain things I guess you only do when you're sick.
Oh, I can think of a few right off the bat.
You know, it's interesting because when you are sick, your whole frame of mind changes for that period of time. And I wonder, people who are sick for long periods of time, that must be awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Something you do only when you're sick. 740-383-9944. Not to harp or go into this, but what do you think's been the biggest change since this whole thing got whipped up to your life? What's the biggest thing you've noticed?
Just the uncertainty. I mean, people are scared. I don't think people are as scared about getting the virus as they are about being out of work, if they have money in the stock market, when I can come back to work. Though I think it's the financial implications of this are more than, you know, I mean, I'm not worried about going out and getting the virus. Maybe that's cavalier attitude, but I'm not worried about that. Hi, good morning. Go ahead, Liz.
Get lots of bed rest.
You know, take a nap is on the list. That is number 5 on the list, is take a nap. You've got it. Thank you.
Or when you retire, you tend to take
those naps?
Take more naps, yes.
Have you gotten into the nap game?
I must admit, the last few weeks, I find myself frequently taking a nap in the afternoon. Yeah, there's nothing on TV.
Now, do you get 8 hours sleep?
Last night I got more than 8 hours sleep. I didn't get up this morning until about 9:30.
So you get the, but you still take the nap.
And still take the nap.
Still,
yeah.
Take the nap. Well, a long time ago I read where your heart beats less when you're sleeping. So I guess the more naps you take, the longer you lived. Ronald Reagan lived to be what, 93, 94?
Mm-hmm.
He was a napper.
Yep.
There you go. Refreshes you, recharges the batteries. Name something you only do when you're sick. We've got the number 5 answer. We don't have the number 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other answers here. Something you only do when you are sick.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead, Liz.
Yeah, you gotta take your medication.
Take your medicines. Number 1.
Yep.
25 people said take your medicine. You have got it.
Yep.
That's an easy number 1. Take your medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, though, there are a lot of people who won't take medicine. I just realized this. I didn't know that people wouldn't take medicine.
If I'm prescribed medicine, I don't take, I mean, I don't, I'm not in any medication.
No, I'm saying they are prescribed and they don't take it.
Yeah. If I'm prescribed medication, I'll take it. But again, I don't get sick very often.
Well, but I think when you get sick, you got to take your medicine.
Yeah.
And I don't know why there's a certain thing with people. I don't get it.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Take your temperature.
Take your temperature is not on the list.
Oh, now, come on.
Oh,
it's not on the list. I didn't make the list.
That was my number 2 guess.
No. Take your temperature's not there.
I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, I was at take your medication and take your temperature.
No.
Really?
No, take temperature. No.
Okay.
Name something you only do when you're sick. A lot of people take their temperature when they're not sick. Don't you think?
I don't think so.
I think some people do.
Really?
I think a lot of people are taking their temperature right now.
All right.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Name something you only do when you're sick. We have the number 1 answer, which is take medicine, and we have the number 5 answer, which is take a nap. But we don't have the other answers, and there are some pretty big answers. There are some things you only do when you're sick, but not take your temperature. Do you have a one of those professional thermometers now you stick in your ear? Everybody's got those.
No.
You still got the old under-the-tongue thing?
Yeah.
I wonder if it even works anymore. I don't know how accurate it is.
Drink lots of fluids.
Drink lots of fluids is not on the list.
Good guess, though.
It is. Not a bad guess.
They tell you I drink a lot of fluids, stay hydrated.
But it does not make the list. So, well, you know, maybe that's something you do when you're not sick as well. These are things you only do when you're sick. Number one answer, take medicine. 25 people said that. Number five was take a nap. That's number nine, but the other, what do we got here? Four answers still remain. Name something you only do when you're sick. This must be difficult, and more difficult than the quiet question.
I can still think of a couple right off the bat.
Name something you only do when you're sick. It's interesting what the answers are. 740-383-9944. Let's see what we have here. See if it's an answer.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Now, this is kind of disgusting, but it is vomit.
Vomit is on the list. Yep. Comes in at number three. 17 people say vomit.
Yep. That,
well, there you go.
I thought that was a pretty obvious answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. But you know, there are some people who do that when they're not sick too.
Well, that's true.
It's a little hinky.
Yeah.
You get that.
A little hinky.
That's exactly what.
Word of the day is hinky.
Hinky.
Hi. Good morning. Go ahead.
I said I wasn't going to play anymore, but what about go to the doctor? Call the doctor.
Go to the doctor is number four on the list.
All right. Finally.
14 people said go to the doctor.
Bye.
Bye. Absolutely, go to the doctor.
Now, I'm supposed to have my one-year checkup in about 2 weeks. I wonder, because, I mean, I feel fine. So I wonder if I should still go to the doctor.
That's how it always starts. I feel fine. And the end comes.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Oh, call back if that was you. 740-383-9944. If that's you, call back. We lost you. Give us a call. Well, let's see. Okay, let's go here.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Cover up
is not on the list. No. No cover up. And remember, if the line's just ringing busy, it means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying. But cover up is not on the list. Name something you only do when you are sick. There are two answers left. And one's the number two answer. Dose. You hear a lot about this today. What's wrong with the term hinky?
It's not a word I'm familiar with.
Things are a little hinky today. Yeah. They're a little hinky in this category. Name something you only do when you're sick. We've got take medicine, throw up, go to the doctor, nap, but there are two other answers. Number two and number six. What are they? 740-383-9944. And we did lose that one caller, so if that's you, call back in. We would love to hear from you. And here comes a call. Maybe it's the right answer at this particular point.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about eating chicken noodle soup? Or some kind of soup?
Soup is number six on the list.
Really?
Eat soup. Three people said eat soup.
Very good.
So we're now down to one.
I would not have guessed eat soup. Because, I mean, I eat soup, you know, various times of the year. It's not just when I'm sick.
And it's the number two answer. Can you believe that?
Wow. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Did you have take medicine?
That was the number one answer, take medicine.
Oh.
Thank you for calling, though.
Yes. Number two answer. Name something you only do when you're sick. One was take medicine. We'll get back to that in a second.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Miss work.
You know, why would you be missing work?
Because you're sick.
I
understand that. But when you well, ask a dumb question, you get a dumb answer. Okay. When you miss work, what do?
You stay in bed.
Right.
Yeah.
You stay home. That's the answer. I don't think. Yeah. Is miss work and stay home the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, give her credit. Yeah.
We'll give you credit. So you got the number two answer was stay home. Thank you. I don't think Richard Dawson would have let that one go.
I don't know.
Because it's not really the same thing, is it? Because missing work, you could end up someplace else.
Yeah.
doesn't mean you're staying home, but that's right with this illness, what they're telling you to do. Stay home.
Yeah.
Stay home. Quarantine.
So why am I here?
Exactly. When you, we both should be home, I guess.
Because I'm in that age category where I shouldn't be out.
What is the number? I haven't heard the number. I just keep hearing elderly.
I've heard 60 plus.
Is it 60 plus?
Yeah.
So there, we got them all. Name something you only do when you're sick. Number one was take medicine. Two, stay home. Three, throw up. Four, go to the doctor. Five, nap. Six, eat soup. Those were the answers.
You have an intelligent audience.
Don't we? They play very well. I don't like the next one. So let's move. How much time do we have in this segment?
We've got about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. So let's kill this, and then we're going to come back with another one. This is fun. Name something cold. That'll be a good category. Why does that strike you funny?
I thought of a very good answer, but I can't mention it on the air.
Name something cold. Name something cold. One, two, three, four, five, six. Name something cold has six answers, and we'll come back with that after this 3 minute period. But what can we say in 3 minutes that's of great importance?
Do you have the number for Leapin' Ministries? And
I
go
ahead. Let me get the paper back out
go
here.
Ahead and give that again.
We'll give that out again. See what we can do here. All right. Let's see.
Hi. Good morning. Go ahead.
Ice.
You know what? We'll tell you on the other side of the break.
Ice has got to be in the list.
We'll remember that. We'll go back and check that one.
Okay.
We have Love Inc. Call Love Inc. Food, diapers, whatever they might, whatever you have, call, leave it on the answering machine, 740-382-3340. Marion Area Transit is up and running, 60 cents one way for a senior, 740-382-9850. Unity Tribe is doing all kinds of things here. Give them a call. It's absolutely free, a nonprofit organization, 419-718-2526. 419-718-2526 or unitytribe.org. Apparently, it can all be done online. Have you heard of this Unity Tribe?
I have not. I'm certainly familiar with Leapin' Ministries, but I'm not familiar with Unity Tribe.
And remember, if you call Love Inc., there's a good chance they're not going to be there, but you're going to get the answering machine, so leave a message on the answering machine, 740-382-3340. And they also do things like diapers, and I don't think people realize that it's not just about food, it's not just about money. Apparently, it's not about money. It's about things like diapers. I think people forget that in a time like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think there have been limits in the grocery store on things like diapers.
Okay.
I think so. I know there have been limits on milk and bread and all kinds of toiletries and soaps and things like that. It's an interesting time. I don't know where this will all go down in the history books at, but interesting.
Well, Time Magazine has already printed their year-end edition as far as what the number one story of the year is.
Yeah, I think this will probably rank up. And depending on how long it goes, I think it becomes a bigger part of
history. Oh, yeah. We don't know how big the chapter is going to be, but it's certainly the number one story.
What's the best guess you've had so far, time-wise, listening to all these people?
You hear 10 people and you hear 10 different answers. You really don't know.
I keep hearing May. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Peak is May.
Yeah, we'll, and that's still 6 weeks away at least, so we'll have to wait and see. We'll be back with another question.
Do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And it's 14 minutes before 12 o'clock. Do you have the temperature by any chance?
You know, I don't have the temperature in front of me, but I can get it.
I was out yesterday afternoon. It was chilly yesterday afternoon, and then it started to warm up last night, and really a pretty nice morning this morning. I know the temperature's going to drop over the weekend, but this is the first full day of spring, isn't it?
Is it? I thought tomorrow, the 21st.
I was thinking today was spring.
It is 67 outside.
Not bad.
67 degrees, and that's going to be the high today. Tomorrow, high of 37.
Columbus was saying like 44 or something, so a little cooler here.
A little cooler here tomorrow. Here we go with the answers already.
We didn't even give the question.
We didn't even give the question. They're sticking with us today.
Yeah, good morning. Go ahead.
Ice cream.
Ice cream is on the list. Number 3, 15 people said ice cream, and ice was number 1 with 37.
So we got both of those.
Okay.
Your guess was not on the list. It didn't make the list.
Okay.
During the break. But what we're looking for is name something cold. We got ice. That's number 1. And ice cream is number 3. So we don't have 2, 4, 5, or 6. Name something cold. 740-383-9944. Will we get it in the next 14 minutes?
Actually, 12 and a half minutes.
12
now.
And a half? Yes. Well, he's really on the clock now. Name something cold.
And the clock is down to the same. It's really not hard to make that break at the bottom of the hour, but somebody that we both know
has a little bit of trouble
yeah,
with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right.
The way it goes.
Good morning. Go ahead.
You were right. Today is the first full day of spring. It's the first time in 124 years that spring came in on March 19th, last night, my son's birthday.
I think they just make that up, though. I think the weather people make that up. You can't trust them. That's like heat index.
I saw an explanation last. I think it was like 11:56 last night or something. But because of the leap year, the extra day, that has kind of moved everything up. But, yeah, I couldn't remember. I knew it was over 100 years, but, yeah.
Yes. You are right, as you always are.
Okay, well, thank you.
Goodbye.
Not according to Emil Dansker, you're not always right. Not always right at all. He had some different feelings about that. No, isn't it always the 21st? To me, this is like heat index and wind chill. I mean, first day of winter is December 21st. First day of spring is March 21st. First day of autumn is September 21st.
Well, unless you go back 124 years or whatever. So.
People are too particular. People need to relax. It's the 21st. Just relax. Okay. It doesn't move. Okay.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Pop.
Soda. That is not on the list.
How about iced tea?
Iced tea is not on the list. We're looking for things that are cold.
Okay. How many of these are either things that you can eat or drink as opposed to non-edible items?
Well, it depends on what's non-edible. Some people would eat some of this stuff
okay. That
I wouldn't. There are two items that I think would be found in the grocery store. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Well, not now, but at one point.
Okay. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of those freezer packs or ice pack things you put in your lunchbox.
That actually, not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I don't know. So spring came yesterday, allegedly.
Well, yeah, I think it was 11:56 last night.
It's like a CSI novel.
Good morning, go ahead.
No.
Snow is number 2. You've got it. Snow with 19. You've got it. Thank you.
Yep. Ice and snow were the two that I thought of right away.
Yeah, ice and snow are good. Ice was 1. I wonder if that's... You know what's interesting about ice? I wonder if it's ice on the ground or ice in the refrigerator.
Ice is ice. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about milk?
Milk is not on the list.
No milk? Ice was number 1. Snow was number 2. Ice cream was number 3, but we don't have 4, 5, and 6. Things that are cold. By the way, don't forget, I'll be on tonight with Abby Croman will be on with me tonight, 8 to 10, here on the station. What we'll talk about, who knows. But we'll have a good time tonight, that's for sure.
Okay. I actually did listen a little bit last Friday night.
Did you? What'd you think? That's why we've changed hosts this week. We had to do something about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember who you had on last week.
Yeah, we had to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this week will be a little different. But that was a glowing review. Holy moly. 8 to 10 tonight. You have to tune in tonight.
Well,
and see if you can stomach it.
Okay, well, I'll probably tune in for a while.
I'm going to straighten out this whole spring thing tonight.
Okay.
But didn't you always hear that they were on the 21st?
Yeah, it was pretty, again, you add an extra day for the leap year, and I think that changes things around.
But we have a leap year every 4 years.
Well, yeah.
I thought that leap year was supposed to straighten everything out.
But, you know, technically.
But it doesn't. It just messes things up.
Yeah.
So does that mean the first day of summer will not be June 21st? It'll be June 19th?
I don't know. Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't know.
It's a weird thing. But what we're looking for here are things that are cold. We've got the 1, 2, and 3 answers. Ice is 37. Snow is 19. Ice cream, 15 people. But we've got the bottom three. What things are cold? We stumped them.
I have an answer that hasn't been guessed yet.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What things that are cold. Now, two of these things are edible. We still haven't got the two edible things. What are the two edible cold items? What could they be? And then the other thing is just something that's cold, I guess. 740-383-9944. Let's see if this is a correct answer.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about my wife?
Well, she did. Well. It may make the list eventually at this point, but no, the wife is not on the list.
I wonder if the wife is home listening.
The wife is a little frigid. You know, isn't it funny, last time we talked, that's something that is attributed to women, being cold. You would never say a man is cold. But then we also talked about the bathroom thing at 2 in the morning. Women don't go to the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the morning. You never hear of that.
I haven't been with very many women at 2 in the morning, so I don't know the answer to that.
They don't. No, do you ever hear like a bunch of older ladies sitting around saying, well, last night I had to go to the restroom at 2 o'clock in the morning? That's what the men are talking about.
Yeah.
What time did you get up last night? Same time every night.
Or how many times did you get up? Yeah.
How many times did you get up? Lack of things to talk about.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
How about TV dinners?
TV dinners is not on the list, but that's cold. You're right.
You're right. Okay, thank you.
Not a TV dinner.
I ate my share of TV dinners growing up. Not necessarily growing up, but like when I was in college and stuff.
Really? Did you like the peas?
The peas weren't... The corn wasn't bad.
And the green beans? Ugh.
Yeah. The mashed potatoes...
Oh, what were those?
The fries were okay, but the mashed potatoes were...
They brought those back from Mars.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, how about beer?
Not beer.
Beer? Nope.
Nope, beer's not on the list.
Hey, all right.
No beer.
Is it a liquid?
One is a liquid, yes.
Right.
Not beer.
Okay. Because one I thought of right away was ice water.
Water is the last one on the list.
Okay.
Four people said water.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I thought of ice water right away.
So now we're down to two.
Okay.
One is an edible item. One is a non-edible item. What do we got? 740-383-9944, and we're closing in now.
Got about 4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes. We've always hit them. We've hit them every... And we got another hour to go, but...
Oh, we do.
We do. We've got a whole another hour. Let's see if this is a thing.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Popsicle
is on the list.
Oh.
Popsicle is number four on the list. Popsicle.
I would not have thought of popsicles.
That's the edible item.
Okay.
Now we've got the non-edible item. We're down to one, and the clock is ticking, as Richard Dawson would say.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Popsicle is on the list. I think I just heard my answer.
Oh, popsicle. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, no popsicle.
That's three people today that have called with an answer that was...
Well, we got a delay.
Just given like 10 seconds before, yeah.
Isn't that... That's very interesting how people think of that.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Frog.
What was that?
Frog.
Salt?
Frost.
Frost.
Frost. Not frost. That's a good answer, though. Not frost. Frost would be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Frostbite. Frosty wife, I guess.
Ooh.
I don't know. But no, that's not frost. What are we down to here? They're not going to make it.
We got about 3 minutes yet.
3 minutes, but one answer. What could it be?
I don't know the answer to this one. Something that's cold.
Something
that's not
cold.
Edible. So you can't get it in the store.
Can't get it. Nope, you wouldn't be able to buy this in the store.
All right.
This is not a store item. The last caller was more on to it than other people have been. It's an interesting answer. I guess we've stumped them all. Put the stumper out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
Cold air.
Wind. Yeah, wind is on the list.
Oh.
Wind is number six. You've got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would not have guessed that.
No, that's right. So name something cold. Ice. How many people said ice? 30. Here comes wind number two. That's how it goes.
Hi, good morning. Go ahead.
They knew.
Okay.
They knew it was wind. All right. So ice was number one with 37 people. Snow was 19. Ice cream was 15. Popsicle, 8. Wind, 6. And water, 4. That's how it all shook out.
I would not have guessed wind.
You wouldn't have guessed wind?
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting. You get a cold wind.
Yeah.
Didn't that used to be a metaphor? When somebody was mean to you, you'd say, boy, I'm getting the cold wind from them.
Maybe.
I've heard that.
Okay.
I never gave anybody the cold
wind.
I
heard the cold shoulder.
Cold shoulder, yeah. You get the cold shoulder. Why is cold associated with somebody who's not talking to you?
Well, if you're like a warm and fuzzy, I mean, that's considered good. People would rather be warm than cold.
You want a warm fuzzy, not a cold prickly.
Yeah.
That's what they say in school.
Mm-hmm.
Want warm fuzzies, no cold pricklies. We hold a whole another hour coming
up.
We
do. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. Every Friday, we've got a whole another hour. But we'll come up with something. We might do some more of this. Who knows? Have a good time. Well, think of some Today Show trivia. That show was interesting. That show's been around for like 70 years now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the longest running.
I don't watch the Today Show now.
I'm here. I can't watch it.
Well, for so many years when I was working. But is Hoda
Kotb? Is that who's on there now?
Hoda Kotb? Is that how you pronounce
Kotb,
it?
Kotb, yeah.
Okay.
Hoda Kotb.
And when Kaylee worked for us as an intern, she interned with the Today Show one summer in New York. And she said she's just really a really, really nice person.
Was Matt Lauer still there then?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
she knew Matt Lauer.
And he was from Ohio.
Mm-hmm. They both went to Ohio University.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Coming up on 12 noon. So we'll come back after the break.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For President Warren G. Jim Blessing.
And